Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The judge in this case is essentially trying to say that the president doesn't have the executive authority to deport foreign terrorists from our American soil. That is an egregious abuse of the bench.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt calls the federal judge who ordered a stop to flights carrying accused Venezuelan gang members a Democratic activist. District Judge James Boasberg has given the administration one more day to prove it didn't defy his court order to stop the planes. Leavitt says they don't have any other flights to El Salvador planned, but the public should expect more deportations. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is agreeing to a limited ceasefire with Russia following a phone call with President Donald Trump. Trump says Ukraine will turn over power plants to the U.S. in repayment and to protect them. Russia says it also wants the West to stop sharing intelligence. Earlier this week, the administration's DOGE team took control of the U.S. Institute of Peace, physically removing its president and replacing him. USIP is suing, arguing that since it's an independent nonprofit funded by a congressional grant, not an executive agency, the administration lacks that authority. The American Federation of Teachers is suing the Department of Education over removal of the online application for income-driven student loan repayment. The Biden-era plan that offered lower monthly payments and faster repayment to millions is stuck in limbo and faces a highly critical White House, which is now formally moving to close the entire agency. Sarah Saddlemeyer with the think tank New America says borrowers are being left scrambling.
There are a lot of things going on in terms of slashing federal workers, slashing contracts, sort of rethinking and pulling money out of programs. And it's hard to serve people when you cut staff and resources in a system that's already underfunded.
Congressman Mike Flood of Deep Red, Nebraska, is the latest Republican getting boos and angry demands at a town hall. Many are upset by proposed cuts to Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security.
I always try to deal with my constituents with a great deal of respect, and I hear them. I know that there are some angry people in my congressional district. I also know there's a lot of people who feel like America's back on track.
The fate of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau may be decided by suits now in federal court. Christine Chen Zinner with Americans for Financial Reform says the CFPB, an early target for the DOGE cost-cutting, has saved consumers billions in canceled debts and restitution.
This is a law enforcement agency that protects everyday people when financial institutions cheat and defraud them. And in the short 14 years that it's been around, it has already recovered $21 billion for everyday people.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.